About 9 o'clock in the morning, they nailed this unknown Jew, screaming, wrestling, fighting, and blaspheming to his cross. They hammered his accusation over his head and hung him up to die. Before the sun had reached its zenith that day, the day of his death, this crucified malefactor was saved. He was the first convert of Calvary. Sometime between 5 and 6 o'clock that same afternoon, the soldiers came and broke his legs, throwing the weight of his tortured body on his arms and rupturing his heart. And his soul was launched into eternity, eternally saved. And friend, he was saved the same way that everyone else must be saved. Think of it for just a moment. He was not saved from his sins by going to church. The church was not even formed when he died. He was not saved by reading his Bible, by doing the best he could. He was not saved by doing penance or by turning over a new leaf. He did not even appeal to the bystanding priest, nor even to the Lord's mother who was standing at the foot of the cross. He was not saved by baptism or good works. He was saved simply and solely by turning to the Lord Jesus Christ. When we first encounter this man, the chill waters of death are already lapping at his feet, and each drop of blood that flowed through his veins made him weaker. And friend, the sweat on his brow was not caused by the heat of the sun alone. This man was nearer to death than ever before. And as he approached death, the awful load of his sin became more real. For he cried, "We indeed justly receive the due reward of our deeds, his public sin written out above him, but all those secret sins. The sting of death is sin," the scripture says. He was a dying man, but then so are we. All of us are steadily moving towards death. We try to push this unpleasant thought from our heads, from our minds. Like the ostrich, we bury our heads in the sand. But friend, to reject the thought does not alter the fact that the wages of sin is death. This dying thief had been a sinner all his life, but death brought the fact sharply into focus, and he began to feel the sting of it. And the man on the sinner cross, he caused him to think even more so. The Lord Jesus had been teaching during his earthly ministry, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." And no doubt, this thief had watched the Lord Jesus as he prayed for his executioners, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And as he would look into the face of the Lord Jesus, that face so marred by the bad treatment of man, he saw something other than the blood and the spittle. He saw holiness, peace, and deity stamped upon the face of God the Son. He saw those eyes lifted towards heaven, praying, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." And this man recognized that the scriptures he had learned as a child, no doubt, were speaking of God the Son. What were those scriptures? "He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin." We would believe that this man had no doubt, as a Jewish lad, been taught these scriptures, and perhaps as well the story of Moses lifting up the serpent in the wilderness. He turned to his comrade in crime and said, "Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? But this man had done nothing amiss." And then with the eye of faith, he couldn't walk an aisle. He couldn't sign a membership card. He said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He recognized the man covered with blood and spittle as the eternal God. "Lord, remember me. Lord, when you come into your kingdom." He confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Master and Savior. In Romans 10:13, we read, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Friend, today I want to ask you, have you asked the Lord to remember you? My sin, or the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not the part but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Thank God the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Remember, two thieves were crucified. One was saved so none might despair. One was lost so none might presume. I hope you're among those who cry out, "Lord, remember me." Amen.